Good morning. 7:49, June 3rd, 2016. Hey, my time frame keeps creeping outward. I need to stop that. I need to do a lot of things to get the schedule under control. Yesterday was editing day. I spent more time editing the paperback version. And yeah, no, don't. Doreen is working on the ebook for South Coast. Don't try to second guess where I'm going or what I'm doing. Just keep going where you're going, and I will reconcile all the changes as they come in. I have to do the paperback in the native paper, because otherwise I don't see things. Like every once in a while, the PDF won't render properly, and it'll take a long word and fail to hyphenate it and extend it out into the blank space in the margin. And I can't see that unless I'm actually on the page. There's also some word choice issues that I frequently find in paper. Too many uses of the same word in the same paragraph or in adjacent paragraphs. Ashes has fewer of those. It has received one of the most rigorous of edits, but still. South Coast has had the least rigorous of edits. It was an old time. What I used to do back in the beginning in terms of editing, which was largely crowdsourced. Give it to 10 people and throw their changes in it and call it good. And that's, I've since learned that what I really needed to do was take a little extra time and give it to 2 or 3 people and get the edits back. And then give it to 2 or 3 different people once those edits have been put in. And do that a couple, 3 times. It'll give a better shot, a better screen. And the reason for crowdsourcing that is because editing can be expensive. And when I was doing South Coast, expense was an issue. I now have an editor on retainer. It's much less of an issue. But I'm not above accepting the help from you, the fans, for cleaning up particularly the older works while I try diligently to try to get new works out. I didn't even get Milk Run open yesterday in the word processor. I was focused mostly on dealing with edits. What I really need to do is grind through these edits until they're done. And then I can focus on Milk Run and begin to do something serious there. One of my beta readers has kind of smacked me about the head with a fresh salmon to reserve at least 1 hour a day to write. It's probably a good idea, because 1 hour is 1,000 words. If I just chip away at it while I'm doing these edits, take 1 hour out of the day, make it happen. That's what I've got to do, is I've got to start making stuff happen and not making a lot happen. And it's all on me. This is all on me. This is... this is me waking up at 4 o'clock in a cold sweat. Which is what happened this morning. So I need to listen to what my mind is telling me, that it's time to put up. There is no shut up here. I have to produce. I have to make this happen. And I know that I can do it. I know there isn't doubt here. A lot of people will say, "Oh, well, we're all here to tell you." No, no. I know you are, and I'm grateful for it. This is not self-doubt. This is not writer's block. This is ADHD at its worst. Trying to corral the ferrets in my head so that they're working with me instead of against me. And what it takes is focus that I don't have, focus that I need to develop, focus that I need to foster. And a large part is I'm walking. This is the first, you should pardon the expression, step. Getting a structure built around what I want to accomplish. What I want to accomplish next is breakfast, because I am so hungry. It's ridiculous. I could live off stored fat for 3 weeks. It's a beautiful day. I haven't talked about that yet today. It's a beautiful day. It's gorgeous. It's a little bit cool. I left my jacket home, but I'm wearing a fleece top. It's going to be more than warm enough once I make the turn eastward here, the end of this block, and start down toward the monk post. Because that sun is up. It's cooking. Beautiful day. What was that? It's Febreze? No, it's not Febreze. It's one of those dryer sheets, though. It might be one of the scents I'm not familiar with. It's almost like strawberry. Okay, that's Febreze. That's a morning for laundry. I should probably go home and do some of my own. Can't decide what to have for breakfast. All the choices are just too catastrophic to mention. There's blueberry pancakes, there's French toast, there's hash and eggs, there's oatmeal. I wouldn't mind oatmeal. Oatmeal would be tasty. Yesterday I had whole wheat toast with slabs of peanut butter on it. Delicious. I might do the same thing today. A lot's going to depend on who's up, who's awake, who's moving. This morning I also got an appointment at 10 o'clock. I have to go see the bankers again. We're going to talk about life insurance and see where we are in terms of what has to be done next. Oh yeah, that's going to be hot. I just made the turn. Oh, there is a little breeze. It's just a little tiny bit of a breeze beyond what I'm generating by walking. Yes, the walking does help. It's been, I don't know, 4 days? Have I walked 4 days or three? I know I've walked three. I think it's four. I think I walked Memorial Day weekend. It's, not Memorial Day, but the day after. I think it's helping my mood. It's helping my attitude. It's particularly working to get me thinking about things I need to be thinking about. Like yesterday, I talked a lot about Milk Run, and Bill Hickson sent me a bunch of things that could be lose the ship that aren't cliche, including owing too much in docking fees and losing it that way. I think I'm going to go for something a little more usual. Although there's two thoughts that I have that I won't share because I don't want to spoiler it, which is a bit of a hassle. I want to think about it, which means I need to talk about it. I don't want to spoiler it. I think the answer is both of them. We're going to do one first, which will result in some difficulties, as Natalia tries to regain her autonomy. At the moment, she's got it too easy. At the moment, she's got it... There's nothing really for her to do. Well, maybe that's... that's actually not true. Because what she really needs to do is figure out what she wants to do. She sort of had this idea that she would graduate from Port Newmar. She would have her third mate's ticket, but she'd also have this ship, the Peregrine, to be her home, to be her job, to be her life, and she would use it to make a living. Small value, high cargo, probably data courier. A lot of what she's doing in the book so far, as a matter of fact. But there's a certain now what factor that I think needs to be in this book, because she's graduated and she's succeeded beyond her wildest dreams, other than this small setback, this difference of opinion with Tick. Interesting. And so there's a certain okay, now what? Just doing the same old thing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that's going to get a little old. Particularly if there's no financial incentive, if there's no economic driver to keep her accepting jobs and moving around, unless that's part of her personality, unless that's part of who she is, the wandering stone, the peripatetic traveler who really doesn't have any need or desire to settle down, to establish something beyond what she has. Interesting. And in the meantime, Zoya is having a crisis of identity. She's been led to believe one thing about toehold space, and what she's finding is something very different. Yikes, that's bright. The sun should bright me. So, yeah, there's stuff, there's things. Set a lot of pieces in motion. Now I need to sort of follow the paths, I think.
Morning.
Good morning. Ah, here we are. Cool shade. Heading up to the house. Here we are again. Holy crap, I was really moving along. I must have been anxious to get back. But tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.